But if you close your eyes.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to This Week Again. I'm your host, Suzanne Posel. We're going to start off this show with the Department of Justice engaging in some presidential revenge. Move on to America getting her first king, and follow all of that up with some much-needed civil disobedience. Let's begin, shall we? Well, we're officially 1 month deep into the reign of Orange Julius, and with everything that's happened, I've come to the only logical conclusion.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
This is the bad place.
And there's so much going on, what with J.D. Vance freaking out Europe, so much so that all the leaders of the European countries got together to discuss what to do with Butternut Berlusconi now that his bromance with the dickiest dictator, Vlad the Poot, has gone public. And the two of them are planning their first colonization together by carving Ukraine up into new Russian territory, while America takes 50% of the revenue from rare earth mineral rights to pay back all the aid the U.S. sent to Ukraine for fending off an ongoing invasion of Ruskies, otherwise known as peace talks to end the war in Ukraine. Which is a slap in the stupid, because this war could have been ended at any point in time over the last decade if Russia had just gone home. See, the one who starts it can stop it. And since Russia started this reunite the USSR bullshit by annexing Crimea, yeah, remember that? Unfortunately, not enough of us do, and it shows. And while we're on the subject of too little too late, there were so many people warning everyone that if we put Cheeto Von Dictator back in the White House, there would be Project 2025 to pay. And now look at us.
Molly, you in danger, girl.
Take, for example, the yearly getting together of Christian nationalists who are literally remaking America in Nazi Germany's image, hawking such furtastic concepts like the Third Term Project, complete with marketing, displaying the Clementine Caligula as a Roman degenerate with a tagline Buzz Lightyear should file a copyright complaint over for Drumpf 2028 and beyond.
What happened to you?
One minute you're defending the whole galaxy, and suddenly you find yourself sucking down Darjeeling with
Marie Antoinette and her little sister.
Oh, I hear ya. It's tough being an intergalactic cartoon hero when the guy voicing you is one of those maggots. Meanwhile, there's a mediocre man-child on the stage at the Republican Jesus meet and greet to end democracy with a dangerous object.
The annual gathering of conservatives known as CPAC, or Elon Musk, helped kick off the first day of the conference by swinging around a tricked-out chainsaw.
This is the chainsaw for bureaucracy. Chainsaw!
Listen, like, if I steal some Social Security, I can finally buy nice things.
Yeah. You know?
If the probability that an illegal is going to vote Democrat at some point, the probability is like 80-90%. Then the incentive is to maximize the number of illegals in the country. That is why the Biden administration was pushing to get in as many illegals as possible. Yeah. So they're flying illegals into the swing states.
Yeah.
And if you've got like a margin of victory of maybe 20,000 people and you fly 200,000 illegals into that state, it's not going to be a swing state for long.
Musk also spoke about Russia's war on Ukraine, denying that he's a Russian asset.
People dead in trenches for what? And I'll tell you what for what. It's like for the biggest graft machine that I've ever seen in my life. That's for what? It's unreal. Like the amount of money that is being taken in graft and bribery is disgusting.
I am become meme. I'm just living the meme. It's like there's living the dream and there's living the meme, and it's pretty much what's happening, you know.
And that's what happens when the rich bitch white kid from the definitely did not age well film from 1982 called The Toy grows up and becomes Elmo Schmuck. A performative nepo baby who thinks it's funny to lay off hundreds of thousands of people for such moronic reasons as your performance sucks without ever evaluating their performance and the never popular because I said so, leaving people like Jesse the racist Ken Doll Waters from Fox Not a News Channel complete confusion when their white friends get the axe over their government job when clearly they were not a DEI hire. Oh, and let's not forget the unlevel playing field old Drinks with Two Hands has created for migrants just trying to get into the U.S. legally.
Since the Trump administration took office, more than 24 immigration judges and officials have been fired so far.
Without cause, just days before they were set to be sworn in.
Each of those judges processing anywhere between 500 to 700 cases per year.
Number of judges removed that were already approved. So they had already been through the Bessinger sort of stage and they were ready to sort of take the bench. So you can't say that they were doing anything on cases because their cases had not been adjudicated. So there's no way to make a valid opinion about them other than they were appointed by the former president. And then at the same time, asking Congress for more money to hire additional judges sends a very confusing message about you really being serious about enforcement.
This decision has effectively cut off access to legal orientation programs in detention facilities, leaving hundreds of thousands of vulnerable immigrants without basic legal guidance. The Department of Justice has abruptly suspended several federally funded programs providing legal assistance to immigrants in detention centers across the United States. The suspension affects programs that offered basic legal information to detainees and provided lawyers for children facing deportation proceedings.
It comes amid an immigration crackdown and a backlog of nearly 4 million cases.
Because that was the fucking point. Having less immigration judges and removing programs that help migrants enter this country legally is a part of the whole Make America White Again by implementing Project 2025. Because it's about criminalizing anyone who enters the United States while not being white. Which is why the D-average criminal attorney elderly Julius calls a border czar is throwing a senior level tantrum over AOC for educating the public on their legal rights when it comes to warrantless ICE agents coming to get them.
Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, came out on Fox News in response to AOC committing the cardinal sin of informing migrants of their rights.
Tom, you got AOC out there doing a webinar to help illegals.
And I sent an email today to the Deputy Attorney General. At what level is that impediment? Is that impediment? What are we going to do about it? Is she crossing the line? So maybe AOC's going to be in trouble now.
And AOC responded, writing, maybe she's going to be in trouble now. Maybe he can learn to read. The Constitution would be a good place to start. Which, of course, led to Homan doubling and tripling down.
Do you believe she is breaking the law?
What I find disturbing is that any member of Congress wants to educate people how to evade law enforcement.
You can't go after her. Do you think others should?
I've asked DOJ, where is that line of impediment, of interference?
When does it cross a line into aiding and abetting lawbreaking? Would it have to have direct involvement by her in helping people to evade ICE?
That's exactly the question I posed to the Deputy Attorney General. So we're looking for that clear direction so we can start taking action.
Which prompted this response from AOC. I am glad Mr. Homan is checking with the Department of Justice to familiarize himself with the limits of his agency's authority in entering the homes of everyday Americans without a warrant. And I am proud to offer civil education to everyday Americans to ensure ICE's compliance with the law, given the numerous reports of agents providing incorrect paperwork in their attempts to enter and search private homes. Since Mr. Homan seems to be vaguely familiar with U.S. immigration law, we also remind him that according to congressional statute, becoming undocumented in the United States is a civil offense and not a criminal one.
And you'd think a former ambulance chaser from West Carthage, New York, who studied criminal law specifically, would know the difference between criminal and civil crimes and punishments for that matter. Or how about showing up on someone's doorstep, place of employment, or meeting requirements for legal migration purposes without a warrant, just so you can round up as many brown people as possible because the Fanta fascist promised a big deportation, the biggest ever, and you're missing your quota. Which is, by the way, not AOC or anyone's problem, since we all know that You're rounding up legal and illegal to be shipped to Gitmo or Venezuela or a military cargo plane for $8,577 per flight hour. And for shits and giggles, that's 6.5 flight hours from DC to Gitmo, which costs you and me roughly $55,750 to make a spectacle out of being a racist piece of shit.
This is some bullshit.
And not for nothing, but Grandpa Palpatine has spent 12 out of the first 29 days as president at his retirement home in Florida, golfing. And let's not forget showing up at the Super Bowl to get super booed by the crowd. Then there's delaying the NASCAR race for several hours so he could show up late and then drive the presidential car all the way around the track. All of these shenanigans cost taxpayers tens of millions in what can only be described as wasteful government spending. And where is the cybercock when there's so much money here to be saved? Well, he's definitely not at douche because according to newly filed court documents, the ketamine cowboy doesn't even work there.
The White House is sending what can only be described as mixed signals about who is actually running the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE.
The White House is saying in court filings that Elon Musk is technically not the administrator of DOGE.
DOGE, which took over what was the U.S. digital service. Well, the assumption, I guess you could say, was that the White House has time and again said that he is the head of DOGE, yet what was acknowledged in this court filing and then acknowledged by Caroline Levin.
Elon Musk is a special government employee, as I have told you before. He serves as a senior advisor to the president, if you will, within the executive office of the president.
He is not the actual administrator, the head of DOGE. Instead, he is working as a special government employee, which we knew, but essentially he is a senior advisor, a special advisor to the president.
Elon is, to me, a patriot. So, you know, you could call him an employee, you could call him a consultant, you could call him whatever you want.
Okay, well then I'm going to call him an unelected bureaucrat villainaire whose vision for America is starting to resemble a going out of democracy sale and everything has to go. And apparently Adolf Hitler is really bad at math, folks, because his douche, which he's totally not in charge of, can't tell the difference between 8 billion with a B and 8 million with an M. When showing off spreadsheets, they created themselves to display how much money they're saving. See, when NPR publicly pointed this out, the Dark Maggot After School Club revealed they're not only snot-nosed hackers, they're magicians. Suddenly, the mathematical error we all saw disappeared in the most whiny little bitch way possible by adding some zeros and voila! You have 8 billion.
And remember, kids, the next time that somebody tells you the government wouldn't do that, oh, yes, they would.
Meanwhile, on the last season of the United States of America.
Lots of startling comments from President Trump yesterday. He called himself a king as he moved to take on this traffic issue here in New York.
President posting on social media that congestion pricing is dead, likening himself to a king, posting long live the king. The White House then posting this illustration resembling a Time magazine cover with the president actually wearing a crown.
Of course, the founders of the U.S. famously left my homeland of England precisely because they don't want to live under a king. So what is the thinking here?
Mamboo Mussolini is obsessed with Time magazine in the most daddy didn't love me kind of way, and we're all paying the price for neglectful parents. Or perhaps the next time a 34 times convicted felon says he'll only be dictator for a day if you let him run the country. Don't believe him. Especially when he looks like the inspiration behind Lay's most iconic marketing slogan, "Bet you can't eat just one." Because if you give Orange Felonious the presidency, he'll announce, "I am the king," saying shit like this.
President Trump has signed an executive order meant to give him more control over regulatory government agencies. He's requiring them to send the White House any regulation proposals to be reviewed. The order also says these agencies cannot spend money on anything that doesn't align with the administration.
The executive order even goes a step farther and says that this even applies to quasi-independent government agencies like the Federal Communications Commission or the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Federal Election Commission, that have long had some autonomy from the White House and, in fact, were created that way. What this executive order is now saying is that they've got to run their interpretations of the law by the White House as well, and that their funding could be impacted if the White House determines that they are making decisions without White House input.
We have another executive order that President Trump signed relating to independent agencies in the Office of Management and Budget and its subsidiary office, OIRA, supervising independent agencies and many of their actions, that only the president or the attorney general can speak for the United States when stating an opinion as to what the law is.
Damn, I gotta say, for a lumbering lardass who needs someone to help him walk down a 6-foot ramp, he sure moves fast, or at least he appears to be. What with the architect of Project 2025 now dismantling the Office of Budget and Management, bribeable Barbie turning the Department of Justice into the Department of Getting Back at Trump's Enemies, why wouldn't he declare no one knows the law like he does? Goes swimmingly with the whole Save-A-Lot Stalin declaring himself king on his truthless social media platform and the disaster formerly known as Twitter, and using official U.S. government media profiles to do it, in case the EU, Canada, and Greenland didn't get the whole America identifies as Germany 1933 thing. For example, Trumple Thinskin and President Musk are very upset about how a particular Congress member made fun of the totally not the head of douche during the first meeting of the douchers. Roll tape.
The Justice Department is pressing Congressman Robert Garcia for answers after his comments about Elon Musk. Garcia, of course, a Democrat from Long Beach, held up a picture of Musk during committee meeting and called him a D word.
Now, I find it ironic, of course, that our chairwoman, Congresswoman Green, is in charge of running this committee. In the last Congress, Chairwoman Green literally showed a dick pic in our oversight congressional hearing, so I thought I'd bring one as well. Now, this, of course, we know, is President Elon Musk.
Do you think that calling Elon Musk a dick is effective messaging for confronting what is a potentially irreversible transformation of the U.S. government?
Well, he is a dick.
Then Garcia went on TV and suggested that Democrats should, quote, bring actual weapons to this bar fight over Musk's influence.
What I think is really important and what the American public want is for us to bring actual weapons to this bar fight. This is an actual fight for democracy, for the future of this country. And it's important. It's also important to get the attention of the American public and call Elon Musk out for what he is.
In response to those comments, the Trump Justice Department engaged in what appears to be a bit of an unprecedented effort to scare or silence the congressman, or both, sent a letter to Garcia asking him to clarify his comments.
The GOJ now wants to know what he meant by that bringing actual weapons thing. They believe it sounds like a threat. Garcia says on X that this is really about intimidating him and potentially stifling free speech about Musk.
Well, duh. And hey, I don't know for a fact that a man who had gender-affirming care by adding hair to his head he had lost at 26 years of age and reshaping his naturally beta chin to appear more chode-like is a little baby who can't stand it when people call him a dick. I just know that I'm going to get you back for making fun of my friend's stance the DOJ is taking makes it true.
Son of a bitch!
And for those of you in the back, the Department of Justice is not the executive branch's personal legal revenge team. Calling the South African muskrat a dick is protected under the First Amendment. And informing migrants about their rights, that may prevent Borders Are Tommy and his frosty SS soldiers from trespassing onto property so they can kidnap people, only to hold them hostage in foreign prisons. That's protected speech. And you know what else is protected speech? That fabulous biatch running the state of Maine, saying this with her whole chest to Von Krapps and Pampers in a room full of state governors.
This exchange was anything but friendly. President Trump speaking directly to the governor of Maine, Janet Mills, but Maine's governor did not back down.
Is the Maine here, the governor of Maine?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you not going to comply with it?
I'm complying with state and federal law.
We are the federal law. Well, you better do it. You better do it because you're not going to get any federal funding at all if you don't.
So you better comply.
You better comply because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
See you in court.
Every state. Good. I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one. And enjoy your life after governor because I don't think you'll be in elected politics.
And their stance is that the state of Maine is not going to be discriminating against transgender people. They see this executive order as really hurting their civil rights and not being the way that federal and state law allows that people to be treated.
And that's because an executive order is not the law. Yeah, I said what I said. No matter how many pieces of paper Donnie Dunscap scribbles his name in Sharpie on, they're not laws. Mind Incompetent didn't change discrimination laws when he declared transgender people don't exist and therefore cannot play sports. He just proclaimed his bigoted disdain for less than 10 people out of 510,000 athletes competing in sports in the United States. And it appears the governor of Maine knows this and isn't going to break the state and federal discrimination laws because the expiration date dictator said so, which makes Janet Mills one badass bitch, the kind of woman you want running your state when the fascism hits America straight in the constitutional rights. Unlike New York's governor, who said she doesn't bow down to kings when it comes to toll roads, but certainly bends the knee when given the chance to remove the spray tan con man's new lapdog of a mayor.
After careful consideration, I have determined that I will not commence removal proceedings at this time. My strong belief is that the will of the voters preclude me from any other action. And to those who conclude that this decision is due to pressure, I say this, you do not know me.
Oh, okay, you got me there. It may be true. I don't know Kathy Hochul personally. Like, we don't hang out and look for bargains at Nordstrom Rack or anything. But I did see what cuckold Kathy did. She let a dude get away with taking bribes from rich assholes in foreign countries, use his political power to get luxury vacays and perks for his buddies, all because she's too scared to be the first. Cowardly Kathy knows she has the power to fire Kingpin Adams as mayor of New York, but no governor has ever done anything like this. And this boomer bitch is not about to blaze any trails. Not a good look for Cathers when Crimes Adams just went on a media tour with his handler, Tommy the Border Czar, where the bosom buddies made what can only be described as confessions to the crime.
The charges in Mayor Adams' federal bribery case have been conditionally dropped for now in exchange for his full cooperation with Trump's plans for immigration enforcement and mass deportation in New York City. Trump intentionally did not just pardon the mayor. Instead, what he chose to do, the conditional dropping of the charges, was the quid. Today, we got the quo. When Mayor Adams went on a media tour, along with Trump's so-called border czar, where he was forced to insist he is a willing participant in Trump's immigration crackdown.
Mayor Adams is going to assist in immigration, which I was calling for since 2022, right. Is if you drop the charges. That's quid pro quo. That's a crime. It took her 3 weeks to report in front of her a criminal action. Right. Come on, this is silly.
Now, that denial again was a little undercut during that very same interview when Trump's border guy, sitting next to him on the curvy couch, issued a not-so-veiled threat against Adams if he doesn't do what the big boss wants.
I came to New York City. I wasn't going to leave out nothing.
Right.
I did the last time, and I told him I'm not leaving until I got something. And now I got him on the couch in front of millions of people. He can't back waving us now, right? If he doesn't come through, I'll be back in New York City,
right.
And we won't be sitting on the couch. I'll be in his office, up his butt, saying, where the hell is the agreement we came to?
Oh, man. Chucklehead Eric laughing extra nervously as Soprano Tom lays out what he expects in exchange for those dropped charges against the New York mayor. Because in that interview, we heard the quid from the mayor and the quo from Trump's border henchmen. So why in the fuck can't the governor of New York be more like Maine's governor and stand up for the people she swore an oath to protect? Because it was crystal clear on this President's Day that Americans are not keen on having to declare, "Long live the orange turd."
It turns out the American people don't love watching Donald Trump and Elon Musk take an absolute wrecking ball to the federal government. We saw massive protests right here in Washington, D.C., and also all across the country.
It is what is being called the Not My President's Day protests in West Virginia, holding signs that say, "No kings, where law ends, tyranny begins." In Houston, chanting, "No one voted for Elon Musk."
I think the person who currently occupies the White House has no business being there and is making a chaotic mess of our country.
It's just ridiculous that these things are going unchecked.
Hey, hey, ho, ho. Elon Musk has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho. Elon Musk has got to go.
Yeah, we are standing just in view of the Capitol, Kira, and you can hear the chant actually go up around me of "Do your job." Chant after chant of "Where is Congress?" asking for some kind of congressional oversight.
Well, you are not going to find it hiding under New York Governor Kathy the Complicit's desk. And if we're being honest, you're not going to find it on Capitol Hill either. Sure, there's AOC and Rep Garcia, but there's also the three screaming memes that were blocked from entering the Department of Education by a guy cosplaying as a meth head and working for the douche that has nothing to do with Ilania Muscatina. Yeah, they showed up with cameras and their own protesters, but we need another John Lewis who is willing to get arrested in the name of democracy. Instead, we got a low-budget protest caught on camera when there's an unelected bureaucrat chainsawing our government who is now has his own posse of regulators because the U.S. Marshals Service deputized some of the douche staff so they can carry guns anywhere on the Capitol grounds, including the West Wing, where Scooby-Coo lets little X wipe his boogers all over the Resolute desk because babysitting is hard. We need elected officials who can take some lessons from Illinois' governor who said this when we need it the most.
The root that tears apart your house's foundation begins as a seed of distrust and hate and blame. The seed that grew into a dictatorship in Europe a lifetime ago didn't arrive overnight. It started with everyday Germans mad about inflation and looking for someone to blame. I'm watching with a foreboding dread what is happening in our country right now. After we've discriminated against, deported, or disparaged all the immigrants and the gay and lesbian and transgender people, the developmentally disabled, the women, and the minorities, once we've ostracized our neighbors and betrayed our friends, after that, when the problems we started with are still there staring us in the face, what comes next? All the atrocities of human history lurk in the answer to that question. And if we don't want to repeat history, then for God's sake, in this moment, we better be strong enough to learn from it. My oath is to the Constitution of our state and of our country. We don't have kings in America, and I don't intend to bend the knee to one. If you think I'm overreacting and sounding the alarm too soon, consider this. It took the Nazis 1 month, 3 weeks, 2 days, 8 hours, and 40 minutes to dismantle a constitutional republic. And all I'm saying is that when the five-alarm fire starts to burn, every good person better be ready to man a post with a bucket of water if you want to stop it from raging out of control.
Democrats in office need to fill their buckets because our country is burning under the fascist coup d'etat. And if we're not actively trying to stop it right the fuck now, nothing else is you hold dear is going to matter. The midterms, the 2028 elections, any special elections coming up. None of it matters if King Baby Coward or Sir Chains-a-Lot are allowed to continue slashing our government into pieces, confiscate the power of Congress and whatever's left of the Supreme Court, and finally destroy all of us financially. Recognize the historical moment that you are in and put yourself in what your position calls you to do. Whether you're on Capitol Hill or in the state legislature, it is your job to do what Sharon Carter advised Steve Rogers to do when he was faced with the prospect of civil war.
And she said, compromise where you can. But where you can't, don't. Even if everyone is telling you that something wrong is something right. Even if the whole world is telling you to move, it is your duty to plant yourself like a tree, look them in the eye and say, no, you move.
And that's all I have to say about that. New episodes of This Week Again air every Sunday. You can follow me, Suzanne Posel, or the show This Week Again on social media platforms like Blue Sky, Threads, Insta, and Facebook. We are always available for your listening pleasure on places like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Audible, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much for listening to this show. It's Adair for now.
These are difficult times, and if you believe in justice, progress, and democracy, the news you read and listen to can be pretty depressing. And that's why there's a new podcast called Good News for Lefties and America. Every day it features positive news stories for progressive listeners. Because no matter how disturbing the headlines might be, there's always hope we can build on for a better tomorrow. Good News for Lefties and America. Listen on this platform at goodnewsforlefties.com or wherever podcasts are heard.